Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Allie-Ann, and today I wanted to go over what a perfect morning routine can look like, and also how you can find one that works for you, and also explaining a little bit about how, just because I have said in the past, the perfect morning routine is non-existent, but then I come and I'm going to talk about the perfect morning routine. I explained a little bit about why I did that. So, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will let you get straight into the episode because I have a lot going on and I don't want to bore you with a long intro. And just, I pray God blesses you guys and you have a wonderful week. So the last few episodes, I have mentioned how there is no perfect morning routine. And when you came across this title, you're probably thinking, okay, what is going on? So there is a perfect morning routine for you for the specific season that you are in. And what I mean when most of the time I say there is nothing perfect, there's no perfect morning routine, there's no perfect way to do your devotions, I'm meaning that when you look at people's ideas, they should simply come across to you as ideas, something that you could try and implement into your life, see how it works, see how your body responds, see if it fits into your circumstances. That is what I mean by there is no perfect morning routine, because your morning's going to look completely different than mine. Your workout time is going to be completely different than mine. The stress that you're in at the moment of entering into your workout is going to be completely different. But there is a perfect morning routine for you for the season you are in. I wanted to make that clear right off the bat because I didn't want this episode to come across hypocritical or confusing you or anything. I wanted to make sure you knew right off the bat what I was meaning by the perfect morning routine. So I have been honestly struggling with finding the perfect morning routine for me for years. I've gone research so many different things, and I'm not sure exactly when that started, but I do remember that I have found multiple times all of these successful people really have a morning routine, something that they get up early and they do all these different things, and the statistics show that it's very common that people who are successful, my goodness, have really dialed in a perfect morning routine, and they get up early, which they also have like an evening routine. There's just different things that they do throughout the day, like journaling and being grateful and things like that, that are very common for people who are successful. And of course, that is talking being successful in a worldly perspective. There's, of course, God has different things for the spiritual realm. And so today I just wanted to go over how having a perfect morning routine for you for the season that you are in can really help you just get ready for the day and be ready to accomplish what God has for you in the season that you are in. So just over the years, as I have tried to find the perfect morning routine for me, I've done different things, I've tried different routines, and finally I realized, okay, I need to figure out what I need to do, what I would like to get done, where I feel God's leading me. And I finally came up with just flexibility, in all honesty. But I do have a general routine, and normally I will get up and I will go to the bathroom, drink some water, take minerals, and then I will make my coffee, drink some orange juice, and make my bed. Sometimes I'll get dressed, sometimes I wait till after my devotions. But that's technically, that is all done on automatic because I am not fully awake yet. It takes me literally like a half hour to an hour before I'm actually awake. And so having this simple routine for me right after I get up is very helpful because I don't have to really think about what I'm doing. I just do it. And that normally takes, it normally takes from the time I get up to the time I do devotions around a half hour, which seems to be pretty good, but sometimes I don't fully wake up until halfway through quiet time, and maybe that's when the coffee kicks in, I don't know. But I will do all of that, and then I will have my quiet time, which consists of whatever I feel the Lord is leading me to. Sometimes it's prayer journaling, sometimes it's just reading through the Bible. Sometimes the other day I was very tired, my eyes really just wanted to stay shut. And I decided to just turn the Bible on and kneel on the ground and just listen to it and really think about what it was going over. And I was thinking I would fall asleep, but I actually didn't, which was relieving because I wanted that to be my devotions. I didn't want to just kind of fall asleep on it. So I did do that, and I've noticed that listening to scripture actually can sometimes be better for me than reading it because things seem to stand out a little bit different. But I will sometimes pray just without journaling. Sometimes I will do a devotional. Sometimes I'll do a Bible study I'm working on with others. It really depends on the day, how awake I am, and what kind of mood I'm in as to how I feel like spending my quiet time with God. But almost every day it consists of making sure I open the Bible for myself, not just read it out of a devotional, and then also prayer journaling. Those two seem to be done every day, and that seems to really help me. But then normally after that, I will try and get my workout in because if I do it in the morning, it seems to be able to be done. Whereas if I wait later in the day, sometimes I can talk myself out of it, or it gets too busy, or I'm too tired and I can't convince myself to get out. So that, and then I will eat breakfast and then I will start working on things around the house, or I'll go to work, or depending on what day it is and when things need to be started. Sometimes I'll work on some blog posts and different things like that. But just in a general outline, that's what I do every morning. And it seems to work really well for me having it in that order. And I seem to be able to redeem the time a lot easier and be able to have a plan throughout the years that it's just easier to work things in. So that's pretty much been my routine for the last few years. I can't tell you exactly how many years, but that's probably close to 6 years that has been my routine. And of course, for health reasons, I will eat a snack before I run, so don't be concerned that I ate breakfast after I ran. Anyway, I really encourage you to look up other people's routines. Type in YouTube, like morning routines or Christian morning routines, different things like that, and get some ideas, jot down some things you can try. Unless you already have one that really works for you, then stick to it, most definitely. Just take this as like a reminder that that is important. But as humans are creatures of habit, really being able to dial in something to be able to start your day is very helpful. But also, not forgetting that flexibility is very important, especially as a Christian. If you haven't noticed by reading the Gospels, Jesus really never did the same thing every day. And, or at least I didn't record that he did. He may have gotten up early every day and went out somewhere and spent time with God alone. I'm not sure. But it seems to be that he never has anything the same every day. Maybe during the first 30 years of his life, it might have been a little bit more routinish. He might have gotten up and just went to work, spent time with family, all that kind of different things. But during his ministry life, he seems to be very flexible. And since we're supposed to be in ministry all of our life instead of just a few years, and of course God can have certain years more extreme than others, but just as a general idea, our whole life is supposed to be ministry. We're supposed to be ambassadors of Christ. So, in thinking of finding a perfect morning routine for you, just don't forget that flexibility is huge, and God will most likely work on that at some point in your life if He hasn't already, because it seems to be He needs you to be able to do whatever He needs at any time. If you're truly surrendered to Him, that's most likely what's going to happen eventually. But, and then if you also find a perfect morning routine that works for you, don't forget that that routine can be switched up. And you can move things around. It doesn't have to be strict, and don't hold yourself to that either. Don't hold yourself to the strictness of that. But having a morning routine that really works for you, that really gets you ready for the day, really draws you close to Christ and allows you to be able to focus on Him throughout the day, gets you ready for a spiritual workout and all of that, is really, really good and should really, I feel like, should be people's priority to be able to get some kind of routine down, because as creatures of habit, that's the way God built us, to really be able to do things out of habit, but to also be flexible. Anyway, I know this is a short one, but I did want to make sure and point out that perfect morning routines are very good, but just remember that that routine is for you. For the season you are in, it may change over time. You may have to switch it up, and it may take you a long time to be able to find a routine that works for you. And of course, when you have kids, life's going to be different than while you're single. And so, just remembering that as time goes by, depending on the season you are in, you may need different things. So, I will leave you guys with that. I would encourage you. Do not take other people's routines as a must or a have to. Just use them as ideas. And also make sure you seek God about it too, because He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly what season you're in and where He wants to take you. So make sure and seek Him about that. And most likely, if it's really a desire of yours and you're really doing it to be able to serve Him better and to love Him better, then He'll most likely answer you. So just seek Him about that, and I will see you guys in the next episode.